This is Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating consultation on patient Gil Salinas, G-I-L, Salinas, S-A-L-I-N-A-S, first name Jose, J-O-S-E, date of birth September 2nd, 1976, date of evaluation March 25th, 2026. The chief complaint, 49-year-old male who is referred for internal medicine evaluation / cardiology evaluation, period. The patient's reports having had a myocardial infarction approximately 2 years ago, period. He stated that he was at work climbing a ladder and that he felt a sensation in the middle of his chest. He was seen at a hospital in San Mateo, at which time he was told he was having a heart attack. He then underwent left heart catheterization and stenting of an unknown artery. Since that time, he has had no chest pain or apnea or PND. The records are reviewed. Patient apparently had been seen at San Jose Regional, where he was diagnosed with bronchitis, acute pharyngitis, in November of 2015. July 2nd, 2024, he had been admitted. With non-SD elevation myocardial infarction, next number acute heart failure with reduced ejection fraction. At that time, he was noted to have presented to the emergency room with shortness of breath while he was watching TV. He had stated that 2 weeks earlier he began having chest pain and was diagnosed with an MI at a hospital in Burlingame. Echo showed ejection fraction of 30-35%. On July 30th, 2024, Echo showed left ventricular ejection fraction of 35-40%. Right ventricle was normal, left atrium normal, right atrium normal, mild to moderate aortic regurgitation, mild aortic thickening, mild mitral regurgitation, mild mitral calcification, and there is moderate mitral thickening. He was admitted 6/12 with 2024 and discharged on June 14, 2024 for a ST elevation myocardial infarction. Final diagnosis includes acute systolic failure, atherosclerotic heart disease of native coronary artery without angina. He underwent drug-eluting stent. the patient underwent echocardiogram period he was further found to have large area of hypokinesis, acute systolic heart failure with an EF of 40% with large LAD wall motion abnormality with akinesis of the mid to distal anterior septal apical wall consistent with apical aneurysm. With this background, then, patient is seen for evaluation here at the office. His additional history includes hypercholesterolemia, coronary artery disease, medications, rosuvastatin, 20 milligrams one daily, enteric coated aspirin, 81 milligrams one daily, ezetimibe, 10 milligrams one daily, allergies, no known drug allergies, family history, denies, social history, occasional alcohol use, otherwise unremarkable. Review of systems, respiratory, he has dyspnea. Neurologic, he has headache and dizziness. Psychiatric, he has insomnia. Physical examination. Blood pressure 139/73, pulse 51, respiratory rate 18, height 68 inches, weight 175.2 pounds. Exam otherwise unremarkable. Data review, ECT demonstrates sinus rhythm 48 beats per minute. Old anteroseptal myocardial infarction noted. Non-specific ST TVS changes noted. DM pressure, 49-year-old male with history of coronary artery disease, heart failure, reduced ejection fraction, presents for evaluation. He currently appears euvolemic. He has no evidence of fluid overload, period. He has no symptoms of angina, period. Patient currently appears stable. I will continue his usual medication. Follow up in 2 months. Dr. Rollington Ferguson.